That is Tame Impala on Lightning 100. That is Patience. It's a single of theirs. They are super fun, super dancey. Had Dave Matthews Band in before that, Adia Victoria. She's going to be playing Nashville Sunday Night Live on June 23rd. Y'all, make sure to get to that show. She is so, so fun live. Her new record is excellent. Elise Davis started out that set with Don't Bring Me Flowers. That is a co-write with Maren Morris, who played yesterday down here at the farm at Bonnaroo 2019. This is Annie the Lightning River Queen reporting live from Bonnaroo until 2 p.m. I have a band right here with me that's going to be playing live at 12:30. It is Ripe, the band. I've got Robbie and Nadav here. Hi, guys. Oh, we got to turn you up. That's my bad. Hi, guys.
How's it going?
Good, thanks. Still a little early around here. Still a little early. How's your Bonnaroo been so far?
It's been absolutely wonderful. We've been here since about Friday evening, and this is just one of my favorite places on the planet.
Have you been before?
2 years, in 2014 and 15.
Okay, awesome. Who were the
head? First
time for you?
Yeah, but so far it's awesome.
So far, so good. Yeah. Who were the headliners when you were here? Do you remember?
First year was McCartney, Mumford & Sons, but Mumford & Sons wound up being Jack Johnson because I believe their bass player had an aneurysm that year.
Oh, boy.
Some crazy circumstances.
Yikes.
And Tom Petty was year one.
Yeah, those and, sounds terrible.
Yeah, really, really.
Both of those.
Just like people I'd never heard of. No, I'm just joking. And then the second year was the Kanye, Jack White,
oh,
Elton John.
Oh, yeah.
So I got spoiled very quickly.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. You got spoiled really early. Mm. That was the return of Kanye year.
Yeah.
That's sort of been a word you don't speak around here for many, many
there
years.
There was a word that I don't know if I can say on the radio next to the word Kanye spray painted all over Bonnaroo
after
he played that year.
Even after that year?
It trended in the Tennessee area on all social media. It was an event.
I tell you what, it's things really start down here in the farm, and you know they go from there.
Mm.
Well, so you guys are in the band Ripe, if for new listeners out there, and they're a really fun band. It's kind of like a jam, funk, soul, jazz, like dance music, right? By whatever means necessary, out of Boston, right? And been together since about 2011. How did y'all meet and kind of form the band?
Me, who joined 4 years or 3 years after that, now can tell the story.
Now you get to tell the story.
It's his turn.
So I remember it like it was yesterday. It was our first week of college. By me, I mean Robbie. And they basically, you know, when everybody goes to music school, the first thing they want to do is anything but music.
Yeah.
So people were partying together, and I think Robbie, that's where he met Sam and Tori, and out of just jamming one night at a party, they kind of started trying to make some music together and got some good response. And
that's the dream, right? You start jamming one night and then you wake up at Bonnaroo.
There were some events in the middle of that, but
no,
basically,
come on,
no,
come on, Robbie.
I don't remember anything.
I fell asleep a freshman in college and woke up 25 at a festival, and it's really, I've been blacked out the entire time. You caught me.
Let us think that dream exists. You know, no, I know that there's been a lot of hard work in between lots of festivals. Y'all opened for G Love, which I think was probably a highlight, right?
That we
Definitely.
Did two full tours with him, and he's an amazing person. We're really grateful. He gave us our first like shot to travel the country making music.
Amazing.
And he's been like super cordial towards us. We still consider him a friend. It's been really great, like awesome to be spending time with him in that way.
That's so great. One of my favorite things that I saw online was a live rap battle between, was it you and G Love?
Yeah. So he spent one of the tours ending with Biz Markie's Just a Friend. And
which everyone should know
everyone
all the words
know.
To.
Yes.
And like I think it was the second show of the tour, he's like, you want to do a verse? And I am not a rapper, nor do I profess to have much technical ability in rapping, but I love just making things up, and I love like the spontaneity of freestyling it with melody. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll do that. And we wound up doing it for almost the entire tour. By the end of it, he had almost all of Ripe up on stage playing their instruments.
No
plus
way.
Me rap battling him.
Hey, way to put yourself out there, bud. You know?
That risk paid off. We'll
I
go
mean,
with
seriously,
it.
Seriously. Like, sometimes, like, fear pushes you into a place where it ends up being a comfort zone with all your friends on stage with G-Love, right?
That was a lot of fun, I will say.
Yeah, well, that was one of my favorite things I read about you guys. And, of course, we got to plug the debut album. Came out April 2018, Joy in the Wild Unknown. What a great name for a record. And I read this when I was looking y'all up, and I just loved this quote so much, that you guys said that you want to look at joy with the same depth that people look at sadness. I know we're a little heavy on a Sunday morning here, but I loved that so much. That really struck me. I just wondered if you guys could say a little more about that.
Yeah, I feel like even in the language we use to describe emotions as like heavy and light, we kind of seem to do ourselves a disservice in that we don't set up the things that are like most awesome to feel as like things that can really like do battle or like match like punch for punch with like feelings like alienation, emotion, like loneliness, anger, sadness. Like,
yeah.
And I feel like, you know, if with something like as like powerful and as like hits in the gut as music,
yes,
we can try and create spaces and moments and feelings that are strong enough to like take on feelings of loss or feelings of like, you know, like crushing sadness. That just seems like something I would love to do with people. It's up to listeners as to whether or not we do that, but we keep our fingers crossed.
Having that goal, though, I mean, if you even get halfway there, you know, I feel like that's you're doing it right, you know? So I really love that. And what you just said, too, like, punch for punch, having, like, joy, you know, punch for punch the same way as sadness. I mean, if we can get that going, I tell you, world's going to be a better place. You guys are doing it. You're doing it. I saw you played the Soda Parlor in East Nashville last Friday?
Yeah.
How was that? That's in my neighborhood. I live in East Nashville. So I saw that and I was like, oh, they were playing like right down the street from where I eat cheeseburgers.
Yeah, that was awesome. We went there last time when we played the Basement East.
Yes.
And just popped in, saw like it was really cool place with all the shirts they got.
Yeah,
and
they're sweet there.
Yeah, and I didn't get a float that time, but this time I got my first float.
Let's talk about that. What kind of float did you get?
It was a Mexican cola with vanilla ice cream and
the Coke
whipped cream.
Okay.
Yeah, it was surprisingly good.
Yeah, I'm such a traditionalist. I always go root beer on the float. Never done a Coke float. Worth it?
Worth it for the float. I don't like root beer, so I'm sorry.
What's wrong with you?
I know.
We've been asking ourselves the same question.
Just teasing.
But yeah, the event itself was the event itself was all about root beer, so I was upstairs crying in the corner.
We're talking about heavy joy and insulting members of the band.
No, I'm so sorry. Well, Mexican Coke is also like a much, you know, much more delicious version of Coke. So you went the right avenue there. It's okay to not like root beer. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that in a real way.
I mean, I'm still open to trying the one, you know, or the two if I find two. But
you know what I don't like is chicken. So it's a really like
that's so much more like fundamental to some cuisine.
I know. So I'm just gonna put myself out there and be like, root beer is way more normal than
it's
not liking.
Nashville hot tofu is a thing. I assume.
I also don't like pickles, but
really?
You know.
You don't like pickles? All right, you have to stop now.
Yeah. Okay. I've got a back to the event. It was great.
Just teasing you. What's your favorite food?
My favorite food? It's hard because all the food that like is what I used to eat the most in Israel doesn't really exist.
Let's talk about some rugula. Can you get down with some rugula? Because I miss that from my first husband's mom used to make that all the time and
that,
I dream about it.
Yeah, I mean that and like just like actual falafel and like hummus and all that stuff.
Yes.
It's just like so hard to find.
Different. Yeah. You can't find that in a grocery store in America.
Yeah, I feel it's kind of like when you get a moving target on a flavor profile and nobody really knows what good of this tastes like. So like
they
can make we put some sweet potato marshmallow spinach hummus. Like
and
I'm
like what is
what?
Going on here?
He's a hummus purist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's so what's the best? I'm trying to think of the best falafel I've ever had. Best falafel I've ever had is in the Marais district in Paris. I don't know if you've ever been there. There's it has some weird name, like the King of Falafel or something like that. Lenny Kravitz has like a sign in the in the doorway that's like, this is the best falafel in the whole wide world. And it's like, I don't know that Lenny Kravitz is like my, I don't know that
your
I go
to
him, my go-to
authority.
For like, yeah.
But I mean, I would say in that case, just saying that it's Paris gives me a little more confidence in them getting it right, but
right because it's right by North Africa and yeah, you've got a lot of, you know, decent food down there. To Paris, yeah, France knows how to do
French
that right.
I hear French cuisine is like somewhat
yeah, you know, it's fine.
Famous.
if you like butter, yeah, right. Who doesn't like butter? Vegans. Yeah, the answer is vegans. So, okay, I'm really straying here. It's Sunday morning. We're getting a little, you know, getting a little off track from music. What else do you want to tell me about your music? Because I know that You guys are really big into, you have a lot of festival dates this summer, right? So yeah, tell us where you're going and what you're excited about.
I mean, we're about to play Bonnaroo, which is like a truly surreal moment. We're doing Firefly next week. We have festivals booked throughout the summer. And then we're almost going immediately right from festivals right back into a fall tour.
Yeah.
Because we love the road enough to be crazy about the road.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah. I'm very, very excited to be in places where, like, it is a combination of people that already know us and know what's up,
yeah,
and people that don't. Because I think that what we're trying to do, like, feels like a kind of thing that we want to build a community and kind of an ecosystem around. And to take our shot with people that don't know us and are coming into the live experience first, or maybe having listened to a couple songs and be like, this seems cool, let's give them 45
yeah
minutes. It excites me to no end to be able to potentially bring those people into the family and see what people that might not otherwise find us take from what we do.
I mean, that's perfectly said. I mean, that's yeah the hope of the festival, right? To have someone walk by and be like, what's this?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are these guys doing?
And I feel like in addition to just like summer and having like summer concerts and having cities yeah be the people to, you know, create the space for people to come and see
yeah
music without having to, like, you know, buy a ticket to a festival or something.
Yes, right, the discovery aspect.
Exactly.
Of, like, just walking by and being like, yeah, let's go dance for like 10 minutes. These guys sound awesome. So you guys should go dance because they do sound awesome. Ripe is playing today at the Witch Stage at 12:30. It's going to be super fun if you want to get your dance on at 12:30. And who doesn't on the last day of Bonnaroo? Y'all go out and see Ripe the band and follow them on all the socials. And you know what? They've got a lot of great stuff going on and a great, you know what? Just like solid message for the world. You know, want some joy in your life? Go see Ripe the band. Y'all, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us, Aaron.
Thank you for having us.
All right, we'll be back after this.